There is a very simple, logical principle in all of life. A principle that many people miss. I would venture to say that church people miss this truth more than most. Are you ready for this great wisdom that I'm about to share this morning? In order to make a difference, you must stay connected. Doesn't sound that difficult, does it? In order to make a difference in anything that you do, you must stay connected to that thing that you want to accomplish something in. Good old-fashioned loyalty. Now, here is one of my pet peeves in life. People today, in general, are less loyal than they used to be. Now, I know when I say this, I sound like a very old person. I used to be pretty old. Old people always said, boy, things always used to be better in the old days. Well, there are some principles in life that I truly believe that about, and if I sound old saying that, I'm sorry. The root of this problem is simple. Other things in life have become more important than our loyalty. Things like winning at all costs, getting what I want. You know, when I was young, a long time ago, but when I was a boy, I loved to play baseball. Loved to play baseball. I could get up in the morning and start playing baseball. I could play baseball all day long. Till nighttime and get up the next morning and do it all over again. Well, when I started playing organized baseball, this was the circumstance. I found that you played for the team that was in your area of town. You were assigned on where you lived. And you learned to care about that team. You learned to care about that particular team even after you were no longer playing for that team. You became very loyal to that team. I would have never dreamt of going from that place to across town to a team that we played against and playing for them. And the reason I would have never done that was because I felt a loyalty to that particular team, and I just wouldn't have been able to deal with betraying that loyalty to where I was supposed to be. But unfortunately today that isn't what happens. We win at all costs and we want to get what we want. If we've got to go to the team that has all the good players on, that's what we do. If we need to, sometimes let's say the way it is cheap, to go somewhere else. But you get the point this morning. It's not the same as it used to be. We don't teach loyalty anymore. And the world is not loyal in that way. We see it in the simplest of things, and we also see it in the important things in life. Let's face it. Society has run off on us. We have been negatively affected by how the world around us has changed. I find myself revisiting the past, and I guess that does come with age. I know it's easy to say that things were better then, but I remember a time when employers and employees were loyal to the business. I remember a time when the good of the business mattered to the employees, and when the good of the employees mattered to the employee. I've told you this many times. There was a genuine concern for business and for the people. I remember a time when I first started working at Fox Grocery, and John Fox, who was the owner of the company, you wouldn't see that today, the owner of most companies, would come walking through. But he came walking through and he observed how hard the people were working. And he turned to the supervisor and said, I want you to put in for all of these people to get 25 cents more an hour starting today. Because they deserve it. because they're loyal. They're working hard to make this company what it is, and they deserve my loyalty in return. Does not happen today. I shouldn't say never, because I'm sure there might be circumstances. But unfortunately, when we look at big business, when we look at what's taking place in our world, we don't see that touch, we don't see that loyalty on either side, and it's a shame that we are missing that in our society. Now, there are still things that people remain loyal to. Many people are loyal members of a social club. I say that they are loyal because they make sure they spend time there. Every Sunday I drive by a certain club as I travel between churches, and I am amazed to see that there are more cars in that parking lot at 10:30 a.m. in the morning than there is in both the churches that I serve. I don't know how that's happened, but it has. It's happened because there is loyalty to that place. There are people who have made up their minds that because I care about that place, because that's important to me, I will make sure I spend my time and my money at that place. Loyalty requires your attention. We must pay attention to what we are loyal to. If we are loyal, we pay attention. If we are loyal, we are attentive. If we are loyal, we're concerned. The key point that I want you to hear this morning: staying connected is a true sign of loyalty. Staying connected is a true sign of loyalty. You cannot truly love or find joy in something that you willingly separate yourself from. You cannot say that you love and find joy in something if you are willingly always separating yourself from that. It's just not the way it works. It's just not the way it works. You know it deep down inside, but that's not the way it works. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be pruned. But God does. When you serve him, he'll cut those things off that are taking the energy from you. Those things in your life that are taking you away from him, those things that you put your energy into, what God does is he says, listen, give you a little pruning, and we can take that away. Okay, you ever prune tomato plants? Imagine God has come along and said, pull that out. And just need to pull that off. As the true vine, Jesus is the source of all life. Jesus identifies two types of branches: fruit-bearing and barren. Appearances can be deceptive. The ones not bearing fruit may look like the other branches for a while, but their failure to yield any harvest shows that they are not. These will be removed and thrown into the fire on the last day. If you are a believer, Jesus is the vine, the source of your spiritual life. The first and really the question that everything else in eternity depends on is, are you connected to the vine? Now I know, so here he goes again, questioning our salvation. Let me get real here today. Let me get real today, friends. Let's get really, really real. Alright? Now, before I start saying this, I don't want you to ask me after worship if I'm leaving here, because that's not the plan. Even though it'll be someday. But someday, I won't be in this moment. That's just a fact of life. Someday, I will not be in this moment. God only knows when that day will come. And after I leave, maybe you'll get someone who never challenges you. Maybe you'll get someone who speaks nice and soft and low and lovingly and says every word that you want to hear. To love you is to ask hard questions. To love you is to make sure of where you are. When I stand before God, He will probably say, I didn't ask very much of you. I didn't give you a multitude to speak to. I charged you to make your best effort to bring those in your charge to Jesus Christ. I can truly imagine that that's what God will say to me. I hope that when I stand before Him, my honest answer could be as I did everything. But for me to fail on any occasion to offer you salvation in Jesus Christ is a failure of me to do what I'm called to do. I'm not here to speak pretty words all the time. I'm not here necessarily to make you comfortable. I'm not here necessarily to make every word that comes out of my mouth sound wonderful. I'm charged with a mission of salvation for those I speak to. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. If you have received Jesus, the living word, you are clean. You are clean. I'm talking about a physical standpoint, I'm talking about a spiritual standpoint. If you have received the word, Jesus Christ, you are clean in the sight of God. Remain in me if I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Now I want you to think to yourself how many times you've heard me say these words. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. Branches cannot bear fruit independent of the vine. The fundamental truth of being a Christian is that one must be connected, which means to remain in Jesus. This teaching about unfruitful branches is not a reference to believers losing their salvation. Branches that are thrown away are non-believers whose eventual destiny is fire. Here's the truth that we need to hear. You can't claim to love and care about something or someone that you are willingly disassociating yourself with. You can't willingly disassociate yourself with something or someone that you love. You can't, for example, say, I love that church. And at the same time, not attend it. Do you see the disconnect? Let's call it what it is at times. What it is at times is not love for my church and love for my faith. It's I want to spend enough time there to have some control, because control is an issue. People want to have their little bit of control. People want to have their space. People want to claim their pew. You know, I want to be there enough that when I show up, people understand that belongs to me. issue. But it should be love of church. It should be love of God. It should be love of Christ that draws you through the doors. And if that's not what's drawing you, you've got to examine that and say, listen, there's something wrong. Because if you love something, if you really love something, you pay attention to it. You can't say you love Jesus and leave him out of your daily life. You can't say you love Jesus and just pick him up on Sunday morning. That's not love. That might be habit. It might be something that you feel like your family always did. But that's not love. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Believers enjoy a reciprocal relationship with God. His words remain in them and their branches abide in him. A natural outgrowth of that abiding relationship is prayer. The most visible expressions of that relationship are joy and love. Jesus wants the Christian's joy to be complete. Believers, true believers, commit things to prayer and allow God to provide the answers. True believers don't make decisions about their spiritual life, about what they will do and say. They don't make decisions based on their thoughts and their feelings before taking them to God. If you do that, if you continue to make those decisions based on your feelings first and go to God afterwards, what you're doing is running ahead of God. And we're not supposed to be in front of God. We're supposed to be following God. In order to follow God, you have to ask him first before you make that decision, before you determine what you're going to do in your life, before you decide the major things, especially in your life. First, you should be in prayer. To abide in Jesus means to ask his opinion. Those who truly believe express an outflowing of joy and love. When we look around to see the efforts of church people, we should feel love and experience joy. But do we? Worship should be full of joy. Our love for one another should be so evident that everybody can see it. There should not be conflict in our lives as Christians if we remember to always love. Then we will not have those things, an atmosphere of joy, love for one another. That doesn't happen by accident. That happens by being. That happens by taking part in each other's lives. That happens by prayerfully asking God to create a love in you that you wouldn't have on your own. And help you to display that to those around you. Do we do that? The only way is to remain in the mind. Remaining in the mind is God's will for his people. God's will. The question that we have to ask ourselves, as I do bring us to a close this morning, is do we want God's will? Are we really interested in what God's will is? Because if we are, we will strive to stay connected. If we really want God's will, we will strive to stay together.
If we really want God's will, then we'll ask God for it. And believe me, if you take the time to ask God, He'll tell you. He'll show you. Just give Him the opportunity.